from LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton.
Okay, Ryland, a lot of Kentuckians were featured this week at the Republican National Convention. Of course, all of them there to support the reelection of President Donald Trump. What did they have to say?
Yeah, Kentucky had everyone from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to Nick Sandman, the former Covington Catholic high schooler who was the subject of that viral video of protesters at the Lincoln Memorial a couple of years ago and sued news outlets saying that their coverage of it was defamatory. By the way, McConnell just announced that he's hiring Sandman to join his campaign. I think the most significant speech at the convention was that of Attorney General Daniel Cameron, a black man in the middle of investigating the death of Breonna Taylor, speaking out against protests taking place across the country.
Even as anarchists mindlessly tear up American cities while attacking police and innocent bystanders, we Republicans do recognize those who work in good faith towards peace, justice, and equality.
Cameron also used his platform to criticize Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden for his remarks he's made about black voters, like the, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Mr. Vice President, look at me. I am black. We are not all the same, sir. I am not in chains. My mind is my own. And you can't tell me how to vote because of the color of my skin.
Cameron announced at the beginning of the week that the results of the investigation into Breonna Taylor's death would not be released during the convention. He hasn't said when it'll happen, though rumors have been abound over it. He did mention Taylor's name, then said, quote, "Republicans will never turn a blind eye to unjust acts, but neither will we accept an all-out assault on Western civilization."
Okay, also this week, Democratic Senate candidate Amy McGrath released a cartoon campaign ad criticizing Mitch McConnell. This sounds like a weird one. What's going on here?
Yeah, it was weird. I don't think I've seen a campaign ad like this before. It shows this mock press conference where McConnell is depicted as a turtle and reporters ask him about these coal miners who had taken a bus ride to D.C. to ask for help with their black lung benefits.
Senator, is it true these Kentucky coal miners with black lung disease traveled 10 hours on a bus to see you and you only gave them 1 minute?
Well, ain't you feel lucky to see me?
There are a few weird and interesting things about this ad. First off, one of the miners in the cartoon is wearing a Make America Great Again hat, shaking his head at the turtle McConnell. Definitely seems like an attempt by McGrath to try and pick up some Trump voters who might be dissatisfied with McConnell. The other thing is that McGrath got in trouble for an ad last summer where she had used video of those miners without their permission. I guess you can't get in trouble for showing a cartoon rendering of the miners. And third, at the very end of the cartoon, you can see this guy with two hound dogs, which is definitely a reference to McConnell's legendary campaign ad in 1984, where he had a couple hounds searching for the incumbent Dee Huddleston, who McConnell claimed had been missing big votes. Anyway, it was a weird ad.
Finally, this week, State Representative Charles Booker was in D.C. speaking at the March on Washington.
Yeah, on the day after the Republican National Convention, black activists held a huge rally on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, calling for racial justice and accountability of police, especially after the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the ongoing investigation into Breonna Taylor's death. I think this week felt like the movement surged and got more intense. Booker said that action on racial justice and police brutality is needed everywhere.
The cries we're hearing across the country right now, from Kenosha to Kentucky, from the hood where I'm from, to the hollers in Appalachia, to everywhere in between, those cries let us know we have more marching to do.
Booker will be leaving the legislature at the end of the year. He couldn't seek re-election because he ran for U.S. Senate. A Kentucky law prevents people from appearing twice on the ballot. But he says he'll still be around. He started a political group named after his campaign slogan called Hood to the Holler.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportKPD. That's wfpl.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at WFPL.org.